Bill Zortman, and welcome to the 2014 Home Show. As show 608 is beginning in our original It's Your Business series, the doors have just swung open. 6 minutes ago, 55th annual Sioux Empire Home Show, and they have 200 related booths. I think I counted 201 this morning, all under the convention center roof. The doors will be open through 9 tonight, 10 to 9 again tomorrow, 11 and 5 the hours on Sunday. And the lady that helped deliver it all this morning has got the doors opened. Nice to see you, Cindy.
Thank you, Bill. And I'm not so sure I delivered it all, but I am the president this year. Actually, the past president is in charge of the home show. So that was Kevin Zollmerman, and I get my turn next year. And Kevin did a heck of a job this year. I think things look really tip-top here.
In our last hour, we talked with the president of the Realtors Association, Brandon Martins, Jim Lowe at Vanna Mortgage, representing the financial loan industry, and with you, most believe 2014 will be a good year.
Yes, I think we are very positive about the upcoming year. I think people have a lot more confidence in their futures, and so they're willing to change some things, like remodel their home or build a new home. So we're looking forward to it, and this is the way to kick it off, is coming to the home show.
One of the things we talked about is you got the Summit Basketball Tournament that starts tomorrow, and it's always the same weekend, but you do have some parking ideas, too.
Yes. We don't want people to worry about that there won't be a way to get here. We have that. We've done this before, and we've partnered with them. There's parking. You park at Elmwood Golf Course, and there's a free shuttle that will bring you to the show. You can also park, I believe, at McCart Fields, and there's a shuttle there also. The shuttle start 1 hour before the show starts and run a half hour after the show ends. So please don't let parking worry you at all. You should be able to get to and from the home show easily.
The other thing, Cindy, and Cindy Monin, of course, is president of the Home Builders in 2014. Don't be afraid to come in and ask questions. If you're not asking questions, you're not taking advantage of all these experts that are on the floor.
That's right. It's not just seeing what people have. It's also gathering that information. You know, come with your questions on a list. Be prepared to get informed of whatever topic it is that you're, you know, thinking of looking into for your home, either existing home or new home, and find the folks that can answer those questions. And maybe take some contact cards, and they'll follow up with you after the show.
One of the things that we'll tell you, if you do it right this weekend, you come out to the home show, spring will be closer.
Okay? That's true.
Daylight savings time, which is a little strange to have in the middle of the home show, but that's the way it works. It all comes together.
Yes.
We'll talk to you at the end of the hour, find out how the first hour went with people coming in the door.
Okay, well, it looks like a lot of them are walking in, so we'll recap later.
Okay. Cindy Martin, president of the Home Builders Association, and Mr. Magoo is with us. Tony Bachman, Canterbury Village. You never knew who Mr. Magoo was, did you?
No, I did. Yeah, he's the guy that had
that voice.
He's got that great, those great glasses. I loved his glasses.
Well, so, Canterbury Village.
Yeah. Well, we come bearing gifts today. We come bearing can koozies for you because we're anticipating warm weather. Summer's around the corner. At least spring is, anyway. So.
You know, if you can't have that enthusiasm, why do it? Okay.
Well, gotta think positive.
And of course, the home show is always an indicator that spring is here or it's coming.
Now, that's Tammy. Tammy is the one that's the party lady, makes sure the garden's in shape. She makes sure that the clubhouse is there and makes sure that it's vacation-like living.
Absolutely. Yeah, you bet. We have so much fun stuff going on for our homeowners. Monthly potlucks. We've got the community garden out back, like you mentioned, and we're thinking positive. It's not going to be long before we can till the soil, right?
I think you're right. I think we're within 20 days.
That's right.
All right, HOA, vacation-like living. It's something that's been a big deal in the last couple of years.
Yeah, our tagline is where living at home is like being on vacation because you don't have to worry about mowing the lawn. And you're able to come back and enjoy, you know, hang out by the pool. And you don't have to worry about what's going on outside aside from what's on the grill.
Now, we should tell people that we're on the west side today. You usually talk about the east side, Dubuque and Madison, which is where Canterbury Village is.
Right. We're located over on the east side. The best directions I can tell people to get there is from 10th and Sycamore, where Shopko is. You're going to go north on Sycamore up to Madison Street. And Madison is right where the Wells Fargo is. You're going to turn there. You're going to go east. About six blocks, you're going to see the big Canterbury sign, and that's where we're located. And we're having an open house on Sunday with the home show, just so that way people that are out here that talk to us, they can come out on Sunday and actually see the real thing.
Well, I'm going to encourage people to come out. If you've thought about an HOA, and we even hear the mayor talk about the importance of that, ask questions at Canterbury Village. It's a good idea. What would you tell them, Tammy?
It's a perfect place to live. Not only are the homes just wonderful quality, I mean, they are built just top-notch, beautiful homes, but like Tony alluded to, too, it's vacation-like living. You just kick back and relax, and you let us do the rest, and we plan the fun stuff for you, too.
All right, Canterbury Village, sounds like home to me. We'll open the real estate show on Monday.
We'll see you on Monday, yeah. Look forward to it.
Yes, we do. We're going to bring in Brent Adney right now, who is South Dakota Housing Authority. He joins us. And for those that don't know Brent, we want Brent to come in and kind of share with us the programs that you have available that are here in South Dakota. And this is a great chance for you to talk about those.
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for inviting me. We're anxious to be another sponsor this year for the Sioux Falls Home Show. We appreciate the home builders' generosity in allowing us to share our programs with the viewing audience or with the people that come out to visit the home show.
We were just talking with Cindy Monin, the president of the home builders. She expects 10,000 to 15,000 people out here. If they have questions, where can they find you, and what kind of questions would make sense to ask you guys?
Well, we are located right inside the door. And some of the programs, getting back to your first part of your question, some of the programs that we have are programs for financing that first home for first-time home buyers. We've got a great enhancement to that program called the Mortgage Credit Certificate. That's a real simple enhancement that allows people to take part of their mortgage interest and convert it to a tax credit, which is even better for them. We've got home improvement loans. We've got the Governor's House program. So we've got all sorts of programs for them.
And again, you're located at L19. If you're looking at numbers, does that sound familiar to
yes.
you?
Yes. Yep. We're at L19, which again is right inside the door.
The home shows you go to, what kind of questions do you get?
Do I qualify as a first-time home buyer? How much would my payments be if I borrow this amount of money? And we're experienced to tell them and let them know those answers.
Brent Adney, South Dakota Housing Authority. Again, they're at L19. If you have a chance, come out. If you have questions, come out with questions for the show. If you're not coming out with questions, you get some free stuff, but why not take advantage of it and make it last a long time?
Right. We'll even give you a pizza cutter this year.
A pizza cutter?
Pizza cutter, yeah.
I'll have to come by the booth.
All right.
Brent, we appreciate you joining us, South Dakota Housing Authority.
Great. Thanks, Bill.
Marvin Smoot, Plastic Surgery Associates of, let's see, where is that?
That would be Spencer, Iowa.
And South Dakota. I knew you were going to do that to me. You know, it's a home show. People in this community love coming to the shows. You know, we've had the sportsman show. We got the home show. We got the lawn show. We've got all kinds of shows going on. Why is Sioux Falls so special?
Well, you know, I moved here in 1991, and it's one of those places that I just love being. The people here will help you. Every person, whether you're a stranger or not, seems to want to make you better. And it's a community unlike any other in that regards to me. And when people need help, or say if my wife was going to catch a flat tire or something like that, somebody's going to stop to help her. They're not going to stop to hurt her. And it really makes it a comfortable and fun place to live, knowing that people are looking out for each other.
Marvin Smoot, Plastic Surgery Associates. I have to tell you, Marvin has been very helpful to me. I had a little surgery I was concerned about, the cancer surgery on the ear. You know, most people would say, well, it was just a little surgery. But anytime you mention the C word, it's not a little surgery.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And if you know, if you were listening to the last show, I we had a wonderful story that came in that moved me to tears. And to think about the fact that when somebody hears that word, it is debilitating, because they don't hear a little cancer, or they don't hear it's a soft or easy cancer. Cancer is cancer. And for us to be able to be part of people's lives and help them either get rid of that cancer or to have that reconstruction due to that cancer, because it can be so damaging to the body, that's what gives us so much pride.
So what's new with you?
Well, I think you know, but...
I can't say anything. I mean, yeah. You're the horse.
I know. Today is unfortunately my last day with Plastic Surgery Associates. I'll be moving to northern Minnesota to pursue our other endeavors, and I appreciate you having me on today, because you have been such a big part of my life, as has this radio station, Rev, Dave Scaturo, our my salesperson, Midwest Radio. All of you guys have been such a huge, important piece of my life in the last year and a half, 2 years, as well as Plastic Surgery Associates, and helping us grow, talking about the new physician and what we can do for everybody. I just wanted to say goodbye.
Well, and it's hard for me to say goodbye, but you know, I found out in this life you never completely say goodbye, because you develop friends through the years. And Marvin Smoot, I sat right beside him when Coach Young talked about you. We were going to talk football, what a good player you were, and Coach Young was, you've turned into a nice young man, a good businessman. Did you think he was skipping you in your football prowess?
You know what, it's one of those things that that Coach always instilled in us. Coach Young, he made men of us. He didn't make football players of us. He helped make men of us, and I think he sees that you're only short-lived to be an athlete, but you can be a man your entire life. And for him to put it into perspective the way he did during that show was incredibly powerful for me.
Marvin Smoot, we'll say goodbye for now, not for long. No. I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. You're a gentleman, and I know that people have enjoyed hearing you talk about all the things that can help. Not glitzy, not something that's glamorous. You just take care of people with hometown docs. So it's one of those things that's very important. Marvin, good luck to you in the future. God bless, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate everything.
When we come back, we'll talk more from the home show, which has just opened the doors here in Sioux Falls, 55th time. All a part of what's going to happen in a big summit weekend. We're on location this morning. We are at the home show. Can spring be far away? Daylight savings time coming up. St. Patrick's Day is just 10 days away. And we have all these people that are starting to flock in on a Friday, which is usually the slow day. And I think they put this guy early in the show because they knew I needed some work with amazing space. Imagine that. Drake Carey, we appreciate you joining us this morning. It's a simple idea to eliminate clutter, and I never got the memo.
You didn't?
No.
We can still help you.
All right. For people coming out, and they always know somebody that's a clutter bug, okay?
Yep.
What kind of questions do you anticipate you're going to get for the show?
Oh, we talk to people a lot about their lifestyle, how they live, you know, how many children they have, you know, are they very active, are they, you know, are they a professional, are they retired, all those different things. We want to learn more about, you know, how our customers live.
All right. Where are you located? I think it tells me K-10.
My booth is, yep, K-10 here in the front doors and immediately to the right, and pretty easy to find.
All right, you've been doing this since 1989, if my notes are correct.
Yeah, 89, so we're celebrating our 25th year this year, so it's pretty exciting.
And it says 100,000 systems from Rapid City to Des Moines to Fargo to Omaha.
We cover a wide area, yeah, and we're well over 100,000, you know, successful installations that we've done, and it's really fun and exciting.
How did this all get started?
Many years ago, I actually owned a cabinet restoration company, and I was part of a franchise, and they actually added closets to it. And I found that closets was a lot more fun to do than kitchen cabinetry, and so we grew that business, and here we are 25 years later.
Drake, I have to tell you, I went to the website, looked at all the rooms that you had decluttered, and said, I could never do that. How do you get started? How do you get motivated to do that?
People just have to look at, you know, basically be tired of their mess. They look at their mess and they go, hey, you know what? I'm tired of living this way. I need to call Drake and have him come out and help me.
Biggest clutter job you ever fixed?
Wow. I've gone into rooms where basically I can't get into the room, you know, which actually then you have to do a little bit of purging and things, of course, and talk to the people about, you know, what hasn't been used in a long time and, you know, and get rid of a few things and, you know, make it so they can find the things that they are using on a day-to-day basis.
Well, I get to see your commercials, get to hear them all the time, and I'm saying one of these days that's going to be the present my wife gives me.
There you go.
Those people at the radio station say, Bill's got the biggest clutter spot in the world, but a busy guy sometimes has a clutter spot.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to put me in the mood. Somebody comes by your booth and says, Drake, what am I going to do? You know, my wife thinks that I'm going to be this way until they put me in a box. So, and I'll probably have it cluttered.
We've made a lot of believers out of guys over the years. You know, and another place where the guys are really typically tend to be messy is in the garage. So we also have a great line of garage organizers that we do to help guys get organized out there. We install epoxy floors in garages, which, of course, is another area that it's much easier to keep your floor clean. It's got a nice epoxy finish on it. People really are happy.
And when you're not at the home show, you're 38th and Carolyn?
Correct. Yep.
That just happens to be my wife's name. I hope she's not listening this morning. So, Drake Carey, have a great show. Amazing space. It'd be a great place. You know, maybe they ought to have you set up the booze out here so they don't waste space in the future year with the new center coming
in. I'm on the committee.
Why am I not surprised? You have a great show.
All right, thanks,
nice
Bill.
To visit with you this morning. We're going to change gears. It's not only a weekend here that you have basketball going on. You've got a rodeo or a bull riding event that I'm actually helping with tonight. I can't believe I'm going from the home show to a bull riding event out at the arena. But that's what we're doing. But there's also a symphony, and you're Jen, right?
I am. Good to see you, Bill.
All right. You got lots of events coming up, and one of them is this weekend.
It is this weekend. This weekend, we are inviting Dennis DeYoung, who is the founder of the band Styx. And he's coming to be here with the South Dakota Symphony.
So the event is scheduled 7:30 tomorrow night.
That's right.
The Somerville Hall, Washington Pavilion. The symphony has got some other events, too, that I was just kind of looking at the calendar, March 29th and 30th and April 12th and 13th. You guys are busy.
We are busy. You know, I think folks don't necessarily have an idea of all that your South Dakota Symphony Orchestra is doing. The South Dakota Symphony does, you know, 11 main stage concerts a year. 7 of those are classical, 4 of those are pops like this weekend. But the South Dakota Symphony does 200 performances a year. And I think that's something that people miss about us. So we're very involved in this community, working in educational programming. We serve 15,000 kids a year across the state of South Dakota. The South Dakota Symphony is working through its Lakota Music Project to build bridges across the state. Through its touring program, we're in 20 different South Dakota Symphony or South Dakota communities every year. And you know, I think one of the things that people often miss about the arts is how we're contributing to the economic development of this community and the region.
It makes the community, which is easy to sell, even easier to sell.
Well, that's absolutely right. If you're Sanford or Avera searching for physicians, if you're Raven looking for engineers, that's one of the things that contributes to the quality of life here. They want to know that there are great things here and great things for their kids, and the South Dakota Symphony is absolutely part of that.
Now, I have to tell you that Linda Billers talked me into wearing a yellow hat.
She
in
did.
Front of a bunch of kids.
Pied Piper
a couple of years ago. But I was never invited back after the first year.
So uh-oh.
I must not have been a good Pied Piper.
Well, we'd be happy to have you back. We're doing that in April, Bill. you know, that's our very first program. It's for the little tiny ones. It's for our preschool kids. Our Dakota String Quartet and our Dakota Wind Quintet take care of that program for us. We work with, oh gosh, I think 2,500 kids that over those 2 days. And
I was intrigued at how attentive they were.
Yes.
That, to me, was something that you don't see in churches.
That's right.
you guys did really well. All mm-hmm. right, for those that don't know, tell them about the concert, 7:30 Saturday night.
You know, like I said, Dennis DeYoung is the founder of the band Styx, and I think anyone that goes is going to realize that they're going to be able to sing along with all of the songs. These guys have had number one hit after number one hit. The ones that come to mind for me are Babe, The Best of Times, Don't Let It End, Come Sail Away is my personal favorite, Mr. Roboto, Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto is another Styx hit. You know, Dennis, the band Styx is really no longer together. They broke up quite a while ago. But like I said, Dennis was one of their primary founders, one of their primary songwriters. And he's really the voice. When you listen to Styx songs, he's the original voice singing these songs. This guy does a spectacular production. I saw it when I was down still in Omaha. And when I called my friends across the country to say, what do I need to bring to South Dakota? They said, Dennis DeYoung and the music of Styx.
There you go. Jen, we appreciate the time, and we know that the people that are coming in this weekend that are just thinking basketball, one more thing that you can do, the symphony.
Absolutely.
On Saturday night, 7:30. Thanks
Absolutely.
For taking time to be with us.
Very, my pleasure. Thanks, Bill.
Pied Piper.
Pied Piper.
We'll talk in April.
Okay.
And speaking of a piper over here.
You are such a cornball.
I know, but you and I get along. That's Steve Swenson, one of the remodelers. You know, you're kind of a cornball, too. This is your third home show. I mean, you're trying to do it till you do it right.
It's my third this year, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In like 4 or 5 weeks.
Yep. Lincoln was first, then Sioux City, and now Sioux Falls.
So what do you anticipate the type of questions you'll get for the handyman?
What is this cool shower made out of?
Probably onyx. You've taught me a new four-letter word. I would say that.
Onyx. It's a really cool product that we have for sale.
And white toilets. I've kind of learned that.
Well, we didn't carry any toilets down here. People don't really like looking at toilets, but we talk toilets a lot.
The handyman's been around a long time, since 1946, and I can remember that. Because that's the year I was born. I didn't even know there was a handyman in 1946. But you guys take care of a lot of people. You've got very professional staff. You're located out on East 10th. The people that you have are very trained. They're very much ready for people to come in and ask questions. And that's what you want this weekend.
Yeah, we actually had one of the gals who was in at the home show here, was just looking at the... at our booth, and they said, who buys these dried flowers and this cool stuff you have in the booth to make your booth look cool? And I said, that's Sheila from our store. She's not a certified designer, but she's really good. And when we have our booth quite often wins awards here, and that's probably a lot to do with Sheila and Brenda that buy the cool stuff that make it look extra cool.
You are located at L18.
Yep. Yeah, right inside the door to the right.
And you've been doing this a number of years, and one of the things that Jim Ledoux, when we talked with him earlier, he said people will come out to the show on a Friday, and they'll wind up in your stores.
Sometimes on Friday.
Yeah. Sometimes on Friday, or maybe 2 or 3 years later. It's a yes. chance to come out, get acquainted, get some ideas, and that's what this show should be all about.
Yep, it's everybody showing the newest, coolest stuff that, that is the hip stuff that's going on right now.
Now, you talked about the Lincoln Show, the Sioux City Show, the Sioux Falls Show. The Sioux Falls Show is most like
Sioux City.
Okay.
Why? Because the Lincoln Show is the home and garden show, and they have a lot of landscapers that really flex their muscles down there. So the show is really, really big. It's four times as big as the Sioux Falls Show. The event center they have is just huge. Sioux Falls is, there's some landscapers here, and they everybody makes really cool booths. They're sawing those bricks and stuff, and it's a cool thing. But the Sioux Falls show is a lot about new homes, home building, remodeling, the cool stuff for your house.
Steve Swenson, the handyman, located at L18, just inside the door.
To the right.
And ask about Onyx. That'll get him started. And then you can go from there.
Yeah, we can talk toilets all day long, too.
Yes, you can. And people do.
That's right.
We appreciate you taking time to come visit with us a little bit. The show's been open 30 minutes. You like what you see already?
Yeah, it's busy already. I didn't think it would be.
All right, they're open today 10 to 9, same tomorrow, and then Sunday 11 to 5. Steve, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Bill.
When we come back, the Rev's going to visit with... one of the chiropractic services that are out at the show, and we'll come back here, talk better business, and others that are a part of the 200 vendors at the 55th Annual Home Show. That follows Fox Business News on the half hour. Hey, we're back out at the home show, and on the phone right now, Craig Marquardt, Advanta Mortgage Senior Loan Officer. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How's the home show going?
You know, it's going very well. I saw Sue and Jim out here, but some of those people at Advantage have to work.
Well, yeah, I know. Some of us, like myself, are still at the office working and trying to take care of those clients that are out there looking at houses this weekend.
You anticipate a big weekend for looking?
I think it's going to be a big weekend. With this weather starting to break, people are getting excited to finally put their house on the market, so they're starting to look at new houses. And so I think that there'll be plenty of offers made this week.
All right. One thing we like to do with you is to take a look at the loan photo.
Well, the market this week has deteriorated a little bit when it comes to the mortgage industry, and that's because the tensions overseas have eased a little bit with the Ukraine. And so we've seen that negatively when it comes to interest rates. So the conventional Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate has gone up to 4.50% with a 4.694% APR. And with my research this week, I found out that 4.50% is the most commonly quoted rate across the country with no points. And so it's pretty typical that we're going to see that here in Sioux Falls for a short period of time.
All right. If people need more information, how do they reach you?
They can give us a call at 275-2777. We can help them watch rates on a daily basis or a weekly basis if they like, or they can go online and apply at www.advantamortgage.com.
Or they can come out to the home show and look at Advanta Mortgage.
They can meet us out at the home show. We're going to be out there all weekend long.
Okay, Craig Marquardt, Senior Loan Officer, Advanta Mortgage. Mortgage bankers you can count on.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
And I think we're ready to change gears here. Dr. Max Reinecke?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Doc?
I am great, Bill. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty well out here at the home show. And you guys have a booth.
Yes, we do. We've been out at the home show for many years now.
Why would you come to the home show?
Well, home show is a great place to meet people. You got a lot of people that are new to town, and they're looking for a chiropractor. And it's one thing to look at someone's website. It's another thing to be able to meet a guy and look him in the eye and shake his hand as you're deciding whether you want him to be your next chiropractor or not. There's a lot of people that will stop by with a question. They've always wondered if our chiropractic can help them, and it's a real simple, painless way that doesn't cost anything to get a chiropractor's opinion.
You mentioned they'd come by the booth. What kind of questions do you really get? Do you get anything that relates to our golf show that we do on Wednesday?
Every once in a while, you'll have someone with a specific complaint, whether it's an elbow that bothers them golfing, or we talked about bad body parts the other day. We get quite a few questions about that bad body part. And what's really funny is when someone's walking by and it's the spouse that has listened to them complain all these years, they're the one that wants the spouse to get checked.
Dr. Max will be at the home show. Reinecke is the last name. He's a foot and a half taller than I am, so just look for the tall chiropractor.
That's right, and if it's not me, one of the other doctors, Dr. Olson, Dr. Vanderburg, will all be there. We're right in front of that west main door as you come in. You can't miss us. So we'd love to answer anyone's question, and if anyone wants to get a second opinion, we'd be happy to do that for them.
Dr. Max, we appreciate you taking time to be with us, and we'll talk with you again on Wednesday.
Thanks for having me on, Bill. You have a good one.
All right. Adam Scott is next. He's a part of the golf show as well. We always talk to him on Friday. You guys are always a little busy with the golf addiction.
We are, Bill, and today, like no other, with the gloomy sky out there, we're rocking and rolling here in Golf Ditch with beautiful 72-degree weather and over 50 different golf courses you can come on in and play.
I haven't had a chance to keep an eye on what Tiger is doing. How's he doing this morning with the rest of the first round that got delayed because of darkness?
You know, I don't have Tiger's score. Last thing I saw, though, he was three over for the round. But I haven't seen any current updates since then. But, yeah, so he's got some work ahead of him if he wants to get back into the hunt.
All right, now, we always talk about the 50 simulated courses. We talk about the fact that you also have some activities for kids.
We do. So you can come in here and play over 50 different golf courses. And the best part is we're extremely family-friendly. So if you want to bring in the kids to come in and play, the best part is we can put them up on the junior tees and make it fun for everybody in the family. So parents can still hit from the blues, the reds, the whites, along with the junior tees for the kiddos, which would make it a great time for the entire family.
Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, and you've added Fargo to your inventory, and you're also a part of the Great Life.
We are. With the Baker Crossing Simulator out at the course, we're now able to book tee times out there for these weekends that we're slamming busy. There are still some availability out at the golf course, so if you'd like to get in today yet, we can still get you off and running. But tomorrow, unfortunately, it's already booked solid for the most part. We got some late evening tee times, but otherwise Sunday would be your next available tee time here in the store and or Baker Crossing.
The other day I brought in Dave Scatero and Kurt Boney. Scatero is actually going to become our first project for the golf show. And Boney has gone to Fargo. I think he's going to see if that simulation up there hits different than the one in Sioux Falls.
You know, I'm willing to bet we're pretty darn close between the two locations, as we've been having fun back and forth between the tournaments that we've been doing. And Fargo beat good old Sioux Falls the first round, but Sioux Falls made it up on the next tournament we ran with a solid 18-under score winning it, so three strokes ahead of what Fargo members posted. So that was pretty exciting as well.
And for all those people that are coming in for the Summit basketball tournament that have a North Dakota tie, they ought to come out and check you out at 57th and Marion.
Absolutely. So with the Summit tournament getting underway, you don't necessarily have to be just a golfer. You can come in here and try our hunting option with the simulators that we have that turn into hunting with over 40 different games you can play there. And or you can come in, like I said, play over 50 different golf courses. So between games at the Summit tournament, you're able to come in and entertain yourself versus trying to hustle and bustle of the shopping community here in Sioux Falls.
How do they reach you at Golf Addiction?
Give us a call, 274-8903, and or shoot me an email at contact@golfaddiction.biz, and we'll get you scheduled in here for a tee time. Come in and have fun, even or for lunch and or a beer.
Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Awesome. Have a great day, Bill.
All right. Rev, for our in-house purposes, we're going to talk with Jesse Schmidt of the Better Business Bureau. We'll take a break, and then we'll get to Russ Hoovendick. All right, Jesse, okay, Better Business
Bill.
Bureau of South Dakota. We talk about the scam of the week. I hate to do that when we got a home
well,
show
you know
out
what?
Here.
I got something else we can talk about. I'm going to talk
Uh-oh.
About there are, as people walk around out here, there are a lot of exhibitors that have the tent that says they're members of the Better Business Bureau. Start
there
with
you
us.
Go.
So let's talk about that.
Well,
and
we can change on a dime or
yeah.
a nickel.
If you're good, let's do that.
Well, let's talk.
Okay.
What do you want to tell?
Well, I think what I really want people and your listeners to know is as they walk around out here, these exhibitors put a lot of time in putting their booths together. And you're going to see a lot of exhibitors that have the Better Business Bureau table tent that says start with trust. So as you're walking around here and you're looking at making some big decisions about your home, whether you're going to put in a new furnace, new cabinets, new countertops, all those sorts of things. Make sure that they check out those businesses that have that BBB affiliation. Look them up online. The majority of people out here today all have A ratings or better. It shows their commitment to customer service, to quality, to trust in the marketplace. Those are all things that they really want to ensure that they're
working hard on is they're going to spend a lot of money in those decisions and get lots of great ideas out here. Just want to make sure they're doing business with the right people.
Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. People are saying Better Business Bureau used to be just cities. Now it's a state.
Right. We cover the entire state of South Dakota, and you can find accredited businesses from Sioux Falls, Rapid City, Aberdeen, Yankton, and all the small towns and communities in between. It just shows that hundreds of thousands of members are committed to doing the right thing by their clients and building trust in the marketplace, and really want to do the right thing for South Dakota as well as their clients.
Jesse, we always talk about the fact that there are some of those scams, those scoundrels that are out there doing it, but most of the businesses are pretty darn honest.
Well, you know, and that's the thing that we don't get to celebrate often when I'm on your show, Bill, because we're always talking about the bad guys. But I'm really, the home show is a perfect opportunity to lift up those great businesses, because the majority of businesses are good businesses and they want their clients to be happy. They rely on that word of mouth and repeat business. It's just those scoundrels that show up, and they, you know, they take a lot of time. They get a lot of attention. I always say that's job security for me, but what I really enjoy talking about is exactly what we're talking about today. Those businesses that are committed to trust in the marketplace and serving their clients well.
Now, we have talked about the military scam in the last couple of weeks.
And we did.
In just a couple of minutes, Russ Hoovendick's going to talk about helping find jobs for them. But to pick on those that have served our country seems like below the belt.
It really is like the lowest form of predators, I think. And but they prey on those individuals and their family members because they have such unique situations. And you don't ever know what their financial situation is. If somebody's been deployed for a long period of time, they may need some help. They don't know where to turn. Really contact the BBB's military line. We encourage that. We're going to tell you who are the right players in the market and who the wrong players are. And there's so many people that celebrate our veterans and what they do. We want to really make sure that they get hooked up with the guys that are worth doing business with.
All right. If people need information, how do they find you?
Well, there's a variety of ways. The most popular way is to get online at BBB.org, and they can look up a business or they can give us a call directly. In Sioux Falls, our direct number is 271-2066. We have a toll-free number as well that you can find out there. But yeah, give us a call anytime. That's what we're here for.
Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. Nice to be able to visit with you on location at the
Home
Show.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Bill.
When we come back, Russ Hoovendick will talk about jobs for the veterans, and we'll visit with Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, Valentino's, and then back for a wrap on the first hour of the Home Show, with the doors having opened at 10 o'clock. All a part of a very special It's Your Business at the Home Show.
Welcome back to It's Your Business here on your Friday, 7th of March. I am the Rev down at the studios of Kello AM 1320, downtown Sioux Falls. Bill's out at the Home Show, and he'll be doing one more segment from out there in a minute. Right now, we're going to check in with Russ Hoovendick from Directional Motivation and Client Staffing Solutions. How are you doing this morning, Russ?
Good morning, Rev. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We were talking earlier about the meeting you had last night with the Civil Air Patrol. Let's touch on that one more time, Russ.
Oh, sure. You know, one of the things that we do, you know, as recruiters, we do a lot of teaching and consulting and helping people in their careers and that type of thing. And so because of our engagement with the military side of the community, they asked me to come out and work with the cadets and that on just learning how to take and promote themselves, what they bring to the table, things like that we do on an everyday basis as recruiters in working with individuals.
Russ, you provide help for those that are looking for work. You focus on military veterans, and it's a free service, isn't it? Tell us why you're doing it for free, Russ.
Well, you know, the thing is, we have a tremendous compassion to make a difference for veterans. I believe that we owe them everything. I'm not a veteran myself, but again, we wouldn't be talking today with the freedoms we have if it wasn't for veterans. And so it's our way, one way of giving back to the veteran community and showing our support for them.
Yeah, sure. I agree with you 100%, Russ, and I think it's great what you're doing. Give everybody your contact information, phone numbers, and stuff like that.
Sure. They can reach out to both of our sites. Our recruitment site is clientstaffingsolutions.com. Our free career resource site, where there's all kinds of videos, audios, worksheets, all kinds of things to help in the career search, and that's directionalmotivation.com. And then the phone number is 605-362-8176, extension 101.
Russ,
I'm going to need to grab my phone.
Yes, yes, sir. Russ Hoovendick from Directional Motivation and Client Staffing Solutions. Thank you, Russ. We will talk to you again on Monday, I believe, okay?
Thanks, Rev.
You bet. Have a good day. Let's go over to Edward Jones now, the one and only Mr. Brandon himself, Todd Neuberger. Todd, how you doing?
Hey, Rev. How are you? So you're flying solo today because Bill's out at the home show, huh?
Yeah, you know, he's out having a good time, and I'm stuck here at the studio.
Someone has to do the work, Rev.
Yeah, that's kind of the normal thing, I guess. I guess you got that right on the head, Todd.
Morning, everyone. Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones bringing you the daily financial market report. U.S. stocks are trading in narrow margins as investors digest the latest government jobs report from February. The Labor Department reported the economy added 175,000 jobs last month ahead of economists' estimates, while offering signals of stability within the economy after a very tough winter. Additionally, January's figures were revised up. But a sore spot in today's report came from an unexpected rise in the unemployment rate, which now increased to 6.7%. So far this morning in the S&P 500, the best performing sector is financials. The worst performing sector is utilities. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points at 16,432. The NASDAQ is up down 28 points. Volume on the New York Exchange has traded about 203 million shares. Decliners are outnumbering advancers by a 3-2 margin. In commodity markets, the spot price of gold is off $15 at $1,335, silver down 58 cents, and crude oil prices are up $1.22 at $102.78. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronics is down 16 cents at $13.92. Citigroup off a quarter at $49.47. Raven at down 6 cents at $38.78. Summit Hotel Properties at $9.26. And Meta Financial Bank in town down 24 cents at $44.70. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with long-term financial advice in Sioux Falls, bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report. Rev.
Thanks, Todd. Nice job as always. Give us a phone number, too, as long as we got you on here.
Locally, 371-0375 or at todd.neuberger@edwardjones.com.
Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye.
Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones. Let's go to our final stop of the hour before we go back to Bill. We're going to go out to 41st and Willow Avenue, my old stomping grounds where I used to mow the yard for you, John, over there.
Yep. Those were the days, weren't they?
Those were the days, yes. I'd like to have them back, actually, but you know how that goes.
Yeah.
So it's Fish Friday, first Friday of Lent today, John.
Yes, it is. It's Fish Fry Friday, and funny thing about it, about 5 years ago, we started it on Lent, and before Lent was over, we couldn't take it off, and that's because of the way we prep it. Of course, we get the fillets in, cut them up by hand, and then hand dip it just before it goes to the fryer, and Alaskan pollock is a very clean-tasting fish. It doesn't taste fishy. It's really light, it's fluffy, it's crispy, and it's very, very delicious.
Well, that sounds good. And then, of course, we've got a lot of other foods, too, that are meatless for, like the soups and whatnot ever, too, don't you have there, John?
Yes, we do. Our tomato bisque, of course. And we brought on Fridays, we're bringing out you got to come in and try this, Rev. It's a shrimp Alfredo flatbread pizza.
Mmm.
And it is delicious. It's kind of like eating potato chips. You can't stop.
Oh, That sounds pretty good.
Then for the hearty eaters, though, we brought back our deep dish, our old Chicago deep dish, with Old World pinch sausage, pepperoni, focaccia spices on it. Gives a little zing to it, but it is, and it's got a secret sauce again, but it's not the bacon cheeseburger sauce.
Well, it's got, you've got everything you could ever want out there, and that includes the Sunday brunch, too, going on. Also, yep. Salads, soups, desserts. You've got it all at Valentino's. 41st and Willow. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. We'll talk to you later. We're going back to Bill Zortman for the final, oh, about almost 3 minutes here, Bill. You think you can handle that? 3 minutes, buddy?
We can. I've got to do a Comfort King first that I didn't do in the first hour. We got busy, but to Comfort King is what gets me ready to do 22 interviews. Half of these people that I don't talk to very often, but I can tell you that the Comfort King with the zero gravity gives me a good night's sleep. Last night, I didn't worry about what I was going to talk to Cindy about or what I was going to talk to Brandon about or Steve Swenson from The Handyman. I just went to sleep, had the feet up, the head up as well, and I was in good hands. And that is how I get rested. And we kind of encourage you to go by Comfort King. They're a factory, and they will do it the way that you want it done with that bed. In my case, my wife and I never agree on anything. I've got to control. She's got to control, and it takes care of us. But Comfort King, the place for you to go, whether you're coming to the home show or if you're going to the Summit basketball side of it, it's your back. It's your body. Take care of it. Comfort King. All right, Cindy Monin, president of the Home Builders, has been taking care of us for almost 2 hours now. What do I owe you for babysitting?
Boy, I don't know. It's going to be pretty stiff here, Bill, pretty stiff.
All right, the show has been going on almost an hour now. We've had a lot of people in and out. I noticed somebody with a baby carriage coming in. All ages and demographics.
Yes, yes. I think, you know, a lot of folks are smart to come here today on Friday. You'll get a lot of time to get your questions answered. You know, most folks have to work on a Friday, so it'll be a little busier on Saturday and Sunday. So today would be a great day to come out if you really want to take your time and get those questions answered. Bill, I do want to thank a few people here. I would not be doing my job if I didn't.
We've got about 40 seconds, so go ahead and
thank. Okay, I want to thank all the volunteers. Started on Tuesday. They'll work throughout the show, and I want to thank our gold sponsor, South Dakota Housing Development Authority. All these people help make this possible.
10 to 9 today and tomorrow, 11 to 5 on Sunday. Be a part of 10, 15,000, maybe 20,000 this year that will come out to the Convention Center for the 55th Annual Home Show. Spring can't be far away if we're doing the Home Show, and you're turning your clocks ahead this weekend. For now, from the Home Show, our time is up. Thank you for yours.